listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Lebanese authorities say the death toll following an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb has risen to 31. That strike killing a top Hezbollah commander. ABC News national security and intelligence analyst Mick Mulroy.
Of course, the U.S. would really like to see this de-escalate and go the other directions, starting with a ceasefire agreement in Gaza, which is unfortunately seeming to get further and further away.
The Hezbollah commander was linked to the deadly 1983 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon. Indonesian authorities today say that a 38-year-old New Zealand pilot held hostage for more than a year in the rest of Papua region was freed by separatist rebels. Campaigning this weekend, Vice President Harris visiting battleground state Georgia, focusing on reproductive rights. Former President Trump in North Carolina today. The candidate he endorsed for governor there has found himself embroiled in a scandal over racist and homophobic online posts. This is ABC News. While protesters chanted outside a prison in Columbia, South Carolina, inside, Freddie Owens was executed by lethal injection. Christy Shane, South Carolina Department of Corrections.
The execution began at 6:35 p.m., and inmate Owens was pronounced dead by a physician at 6:55 p.m.
The 46-year-old's execution and others had been paused for 13 years because prison officials couldn't get the drugs needed for lethal injections. Owens was convicted of the 1997 killing of a Greenville convenience store clerk during a robbery. While on trial, Owens killed another person in jail. Venezuela's opposition leader, Edmundo Gonzalez, speaking out, telling Reuters in an exclusive interview that he sought refuge in Spain after he was warned that President Nicolas Maduro's security forces were coming for him. His party insists Gonzalez was the real winner of the July presidential election. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny and quite warm conditions, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high today of 84. Thunderstorms likely early tonight, lingering showers, a low of 59, a 50% chance of light rain Sunday morning, mostly cloudy and cooler, a high of 68, decreasing clouds and cool Sunday night, 45, Monday partly cloudy with a high near 70, and Tuesday a few more clouds and fall-like with a high of 68 degrees.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, Star-Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Wake up
from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign. I was born in Alabama.
time. I met my first cheating woman when I was 17. Since then it's been mean old Hank. I understand the songs he sang. 'Cause anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign, anywhere there's a woman with cheating on her mind, anywhere there's music and warm red wine, that's where you'll find me until it's closing time. Western swing, but I can't forget the way Hank done it and those old songs he used to sing. Conway and Loretta sell the message loud and clear. They make me want to hit the dance floor, pop the top on another beer. 'Cause anywhere there's a jukebox and a flashing neon sign, anywhere there's a woman with cheating on her mind, anywhere there's music and warm red wine, that's where.
Town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in his right for the love of this maiden, down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat, a handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death.
I saddle up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. Strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. Of smoke from the rifle, I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, fueling the airwaves with great music and community warmth. Call 608-524-3914 and fuel your needs.
she have to go? So young, I just don't know why things happen half the time, without reason, without rhyme. Lovely, sweet young woman, daughter, wife, and mother, makes no sense to me. I just have to believe she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees. And she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting. And I know she's smiling, saying, don't worry about me. Loved one she left behind, just trying to survive and understand the why, feeling so lost inside. Anger shot straight at God, then asking for his love, empty with disbelief, just hoping that maybe she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees. And she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting. And I know she's smiling, saying, don't worry about me. It's hard to say goodbye. Her picture in my mind will always be of times I'll cherish, and I won't cry, 'cause she flew up to heaven on the wings of angels by the clouds and stars and paths where no one sees. And she walks with Jesus and her loved ones waiting. And I know she's smiling, saying, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Berry Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final Anything Summer 50 Cent Sale and all single-piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It was a full slate of high school football games in the area last night, including our featured matchup of Ithaca at Cashton. With a look back at that game, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
Ithaca is now undefeated through five games after an impressive 42-7 football win over Cashton on Friday night. The visiting Bulldogs scored on each possession in the first half to go up 35-0 at the break. The continuous clock ran in the second half as the Bulldogs rolled to 3-0 during their first year in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Channing Brown caught two touchdown passes from quarterback Keegan Jones, one from 25 yards, the other covered 22 yards. Wyatt Hilby had touchdown runs of 27 and 3 yards, and Wes Nelson had a 1-yard run for a touchdown. Balthazar Kaiser successfully kicked all of his extra points on the night. Wyatt Hilby ran for his third and final touchdown, a run of 39 yards on the night in the second half, and the Bulldogs led 42-0. The Ithaca defense created three turnovers on the night. Nolan Waldner recovered a Cashton fumble on the Eagles' second possession, which led to a short field and Ithaca's second touchdown. Channing Brown picked off a Cashton pass to set up another touchdown, number three on the evening for Ithaca, and Channing picked off a pass on the final play of the first half. Cashton scored its only touchdown with 10:45 to play when Jack Christensen ran one in from 2 yards out, and Connor Wilkinson kicked the extra point to make the final score 42-7. Cashton falls to 3-2 and 2-1 in the Scenic Bluffs. Ithaca is now undefeated through five games. They have won three straight games in the Scenic Bluffs Conference as well. The Bulldogs will return home during week six to host Nisida, while Cashton will take on Brookwood. Once again, the final score, 42-7, Ithaca over Cashton during week five of the high school football season. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. It was also in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Hillsboro 23-20 over Royal. From the SWC, Prairie du Chien defeated River Valley 63-8. New Glarus shut down Richland Center 20-8. It was Broadhead Judah with a win over Dodgeville 45-15 and Platteville 44, Lancaster 22. The Six Rivers and SWAL, we see River Ridge shutting out Riverdale 39-0. Cuba City with a shutout win 35-0 over Southwestern East Dubuque. Blackhawk Warren, Illinois 62, Iowa Grant 0. Potosi, Cassville 50, Boscobel 6. Other matchups, it was Berlin over Mauston 42-0. Reedsburg got by Sparta 27-24. Westby edged Viroqua 16-14. Wisconsin Dells a 47-6 win over Ripon. And Mineral Point 27, Belleville 9. Late reported scores include New Lisbon defeating Brookwood 28-20, Darlington shutting out Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 47-0, and Sauk Prairie 24, Lakeside Lutheran 14. One 11-player game scheduled for today was Zika Steuben Seneca against Pecatonica. One 8-player local game to tell you about last night, Highland defeated Kickapoo Lafarge 70-0. 8-player games today, Monticello at North Crawford, DeSoto will host Wisconsin Heights, both of those games at noon, and it's Belmont at Waniwok Weston at Waniwok. That is a 1 p.m. game. That's a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local, and only from WRCO-FM.
Well, boys and girls, a great big thank you for making WRCO-FM a part of your weekend wake-up. 527 and 54 degrees. Some light fog, so if you're traveling, use a little caution today. Here's Eddie Arnold as our wake-up continues.
It takes an awful lot to get me down, but it only took one word from her. It takes an awful lot to make me cry, but it only took one word from her. Goodbye. What's wrong with me? Why couldn't I see the lonely nights for her? Now she's gone. It takes an awful lot to open my eyes, but it only took one word from her. Goodbye. How can one word cut so deep? Life. It takes an awful lot to want to die, but it only took one word from her. Goodbye. Goodbye.
It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM.
MeTV.
Countryside. The chores, the stores, I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors. New York is where
tree or a sky of blue.
Fresh air! Times Square! I'd rather toil on acres of soil because I like the outdoors. The chores, the stores, I love the wine, but not city life. Green Acres, baby,
he got the sunshine.
they're dancing.
shaggin' on the boulevard. Dancing, shaggin' on the boulevard. Well, the Tams are playing at the port of call, and the drifters underneath the boardwalk, and the Spanish scallion and old Fat Jack's jukebox playing, and the place is packed. You bet they're dancing, shaggin' on the boulevard. You know they're dancing, shaggin' on the boulevard. Got the top down and the traffic slow, and it's sun fun weekend, we all go. Well, the girls are sunning and are looking good. Well, I never met them, but I wish I could. And we go dancing and shagging on the boulevard. Shaggin' on the
boulevard. Ooh, dancing.
hope you have a great weekend planned. Maybe a little dancing or shagging down on the boulevard. That's Alabama for your weekend wake up, 541, and we're at 54 degrees.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Don't learn safety by accident is the theme for this year's National Farm and Safety Campaign. Safety starts early with local organizations such as 4-H and FFA. Youth are taught how to stay safe on the farm. This message, thanking the local organizations that support farmers, is a message of Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
You can take a stranger home. Never spend the night alone, but you have to face the morning feeling empty inside. 'Cause you can't pretend it's real when what you really want to feel is the magic of the moment when love.
Thunder. And your arms are out to
unlocked the door. I walked in, felt like a stranger, like I'd never been there before. And as I wandered room to room, it was silent as a tomb. Could have heard a teardrop, could have heard a heartbreak. Never saw the flood come, even though I felt the rain. She showed me a sign, well, I never saw. Did she stop believing? Did I stop giving? Can't put my finger on what went wrong. Now the quietest noise I'm told is the sound of letting go.
Lifetime full of promise fell from my Mary's eyes as she saw the screen door swing. The baby never woke, he lay cradled in her trembling. He lay safe and never knowing what my leaving would bring. Draw my pay down on the docks, I send it off to Mary. I might hold back a dollar and wash this pain out of my back. But the pain keeps it getting clearer, and Mary, your face just keeps on fading. Now the light shines through this bottle, memories all fade to black. Will I see you out on the street tonight? I'm a lover of a drink, a lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart of steel. I will never fear, for I will never feel. One more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight. Call me the old man in this bar, sleeves rolled up and shown. Faint blue souvenirs of love in places I have been. One says U.S. Navy, and this one says, darling. drink a lover of a fight. Hold my own on the dark side of this time. Yes, I'm tough as nails, got a heart of steel. I will never fear, for I will never fear. Throwing one more round would surely set me right. I miss my Mary tonight. My Mary tonight.
Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybean and corn futures were lower Friday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field market update. You were made for farming. So is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and define success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans were modestly lower on fund and technical selling, but still saw a decent week-to-week gain. The trade was watching harvest activity ahead of widespread rain delays in the forecast for parts of the region. China did buy 121,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans ahead of the open. November beans were down 1.25 at 10.12. January was 1.75 lower at 10.29.5. Adjusting product spreads, October bean meal was down 2.50 at 3.17.40. October soybean oil was up 41 points at 42.16. Domestic crush margins remained bullish. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling, seeing a week-to-week loss. Corn's monitoring U.S. harvest activity and yield results while waiting to see rain totals and coverage. Demand continues to generally be a positive for corn, even if Argentina does have a slight edge on the export market right now. December corn was 4 lower at 4.01.75. March was down 4.25 at 4.20. And wheat ended Friday's session mixed, down sharply for the week at all three U.S. pits. Wheat was able to find some buying interest to start Friday, but the trade is wary about pushing prices above demand. Moderate rainfalls in the forecast for many key U.S. winter wheat growing areas. December Chicago was up 3 at 568.5. December Kansas City was down 0.5 at 564. December Minneapolis was up 0.25 at 608. Live and feeder cattle were mostly higher, watching direct business head of the USDA's cattle on feed report. Those on-feed numbers were close to expectations, with the on-feed total up 1% in the year, placements down 1%, marketing's 4% lower. October live was up $2.50 at $182.47. December was $2.07 higher at $183.20. October feeder cattle were 12 higher at $243.90, and November feeders were up 42 at $241.77. And nearby hog contracts were down. Deferred months were up on spread trade, the steady to higher cash during the session and the lower midday move in pork. USDA's quarterly inventory numbers for hogs are out in less than a week. October live was down 2 at 82.22, and December was 7 cents lower at 74.22. By Friday afternoon, light direct cash cattle business had developed in many major U.S. feeding areas. Live sales are mostly at $183, $2 to $3 higher than last week's weighted average, up $2 in Texas and $3 higher in Kansas, with dress sales in the north mostly at $290 in Nebraska, a dollar lower than last week's weighted average, but $2 higher than most of last week's trade. There are also some dress sales in Iowa at $292. Box beef closed firm with decent movement. Choice was up 63 cents at $300.19, and select beef was up 33 at $288.59. The estimated cattle slaughter on Friday was 108,000 head, down 10,000 on the week and more than 5,000 on the year. USDA says hay prices were steady in Missouri, supplies were ample, and movement was slow for most of the week, but there were signs of increasing demand due to recent dry weather impacting forages and pastures. Asking prices for large rounds of good quality alfalfa range from $150 to $200 per ton. In Nebraska, compared to the previous week, bales of alfalfa and grass hay were mostly steady and dehydrated and sun-cured pellets were unchanged, while ground and delivered hay was steady to lower. For central Nebraska, large rounds of alfalfa sold at $80 to $100 per ton. In eastern Nebraska, large rounds of good quality delivered alfalfa reported at $95 per ton. And for South Dakota, USDA says sales were minimal and demand was low. In the east, small squares of wheat straw sold at $5.50 per bale, and rounds of corn stalks brought $50 per ton. The major direct hog markets closed higher with moderate closing negotiated sales as some buyers were still in need of supplies. National direct trade was up 61 cents with a weighted average of 76.88. Iowa Southern Minnesota was 129 higher at 77.03. The Western Corn Belt was up $1.33 at 77.03. Pork was down 66 cents at the close at 94.15. The estimated hog slaughter of 475,000 head was up 1,000 on the week but down 625 on the year. The USDA says early weaned pigs are up a dollar on the week and feeder pig prices were steady on moderate demand for good offerings. Receipts were down on both the week and the year. The total composite cash range for early weaned pigs was $29 to $46.50 for a weighted average of $38.28, while the total formula composite range was $37.67 to $55.86 for an average of $44.77, putting the weighted average for all early weaned pigs at $40.40. The total composite cash range for feeder pigs was $52 to $60, with a weighted average of $55.83. USDA's quarterly inventory numbers for hogs are out on Thursday, September 26th. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com.